Life after death and the book of Revelation chapter 12, I'll read the whole chapter. But we will continue speaking today from verse 8 to the end. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with child cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads, and his tail drove the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with the rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Thus the woman is the church, or Mary who gave birth to Jesus, or the church who gave birth to the disciples. Jesus, who ruled the nation, is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But since that day of creation, there's a battle between the offspring of the woman and Satan and his demons. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I hear a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation, and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For this accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heaven, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea! For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, and that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth held the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast of his mouth. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word to us. We come before in the name of Jesus. We ask the Lord to anoint my lips and put words and verse and statement to declare your will to your church and to your people. Let this message be encouraging message, prophetic message, a guidance for those who are in a spiritual battle. Thank you, Lord, for your word that shows us the future and shows us things that's unseen and equipping us for the days, oh God, to increase our faith and trust in you, Lord. Take the message, make it reach the places that need to be reached, oh God. Let be fruit of repentance, fruit of people be saved, and people who are standing up and willing to give their life to continue to save you. Thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. There was war in heaven. And even now there's a war in heaven. Devil fighting against his church. Angels of God is fighting for us. Even we don't see them. But battle is going on. And verse 8, he says, and it prevailed not. Neither was there a place found any more in heaven. Devil will not prevail. Those who belong to God, if they are determined to follow God, devil will not be able to prevail at all. The word of God says, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. They were cast down into out from heaven. They have no place in heavenlies. Yeah. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, that's the devil. The dragon, the old serpent that deceived the woman, deceived man, called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. The weapon that devil uses is deception, deceiving. He tried with all the lies to make you deceive, to not allow you to see the true picture of what is going on. And that's why we need to go back to the Word of God to see the picture very, very clearly. And in verse 10, he says, and I hear a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Now that's in the middle of the period of tribulation that usually would take place 7 years more or less. And during this period here, the power of Christ is declared. And here is a clear declaration, now is come salvation. When there is spiritual battle, there is salvation. And also God is giving strength to his saints. Amen? How many times, when you look to yourself, you say, how I was able to pass through all that? Because God is giving us strength in the time of the battle. Because now the strength that the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. And the second part of the verse, he said that for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. The second weapon that devil used is to accuse us. He accuses us to God and he accuses us to one another. You know how he accuses? He picking up fault. He picking up on us certain situation and he present the case in a way against us before God and before others. That's why a certain time, because there is accusation of the devil against us. Listen to this. Because there is accusation of the devil against us, we are forced to go through the narrow way. Have you got the point here? Because the devil will say, see, they are not obeying. See why they are doing like this. See, why this behavior? In order so that you will not give chance to the devil to speak, to accuse you, God allow us to be even more squeezed so the testimony and the mercy will not be blamed. For the accuser of our brethren had fall down on earth. The Satan operates more freely on earth. That's why we need more God and Christ in our lives. That's why the testimony is very important. You know, certain time, even if no one will see you, devil will see you and devil will tell to God, you see what he's doing? You see what she's doing? Even certain time, God wants to bless. And devil will say, oh, if you will bless him, he will follow you. Then you don't know if he's a true believer. That's how you will accuse. That's why we need God more in our lives. That's the hope we have today on him. He accuses them before our God day and night. First, he deceives us. Second, he accuses us. But let us see how the victory will come. Verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. How we overcome? Let's speak about what is going to take place in the middle of the period of tribulation. But the same battle at that time will be very clear. Now it may not be clear, but that's the same battle, even now. How we will overcome by a few things. First, we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Jesus. We cannot stand against Satan except by the blood of Jesus. That's why we say, Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Amen? Rebuke devil. Tell him the blood of Jesus is against you. That's how we overcome when there's a demonic attack. And how we overcome also? By the word of their testimony, our lifestyle, how we live the word of God in the narrow way. Our testimony will speak better than the word that we're going to tell from our mouth. Our life testimony. And the third things, in verse 11, and they love not their lives unto death. When we love ourselves more than God, we lose our life. But when we love God and Christ more than ourselves, we gain life. In Matthew chapter 16, Matthew chapter 16 and verse 25 say that this is the word of the Lord Jesus, so we can understand how they did not love their lives. They loved not their lives unto the death. The Lord Jesus say, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find death. When we lose our life for Christ, we have eternal life. But when we spare our life, when we pamper our life, pamper ourselves, we find ourselves, we are lost. I mention again how we can have victory only by the blood of Jesus. No other way. Second, by our lifestyle, our testimony. Third, by loving God more than ourselves. Therefore rejoice. That's the victory. Therefore rejoice ye heaven and ye that dwell in them. What he means by heaven here, not only the sky, we who are followers of Christ. Even we are on earth, but heaven is in our heart. Therefore rejoice ye heaven and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants, of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that he hath but a short time. This is the second half of the period of tribulation, and devil will know that the time is approaching that he will be caught and thrown into the bottomless pit. That will be more furious during the period of tribulation, during the second half of the period of tribulation. Earth will be more work of David. That will say, woe to you, earth. That's why from now on we keep Christ in our life. During the period of tribulation, there is a vast evangelism going on. Revelation chapter 12 is showing the supremacy of Christ, even against all the work of the devil. Still, there will be people saved during the period of tribulation. Those who will be saved and decide to follow Christ, they will be attacked by the devil. In verse 13, and when the dragon, that's the devil, saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. The third tactics of devil. First is he deceives, second he accuses, third he persecutes face to face. He persecutes whom? He persecutes the woman which brought forth the man child. The woman is the church, is Israel, the church of God. Those followers of Christ will be persecuted. And most of those who will be saved during the period of tribulation, they will be killed, they will be executed. And verse 14, and to the woman, but God is there. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and a half a time from the face of the serpent. The woman, the church, will be given what? Wings. Where to go? Wilderness. Where she will be nourished. But we understand this. God will always give us means to escape persecution, to be preserved, to be spared. Where he will take us? Where we are heading? When we are persecuted, when we are on earth, we head toward the wilderness. What is the meaning of the wilderness? Away from worldliness. Not away suffering for Christ. A good training against persecution. And there will be support, you will be nourished. And there will be protected from the devil, will be hidden. And verse 15, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman. And he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. He caused the flood from his mouth, and symbolically, certain time, devil will use certain resources in order to sweep us. That's why we have to be careful of material things, from where it came, from devil or from God. But praise be to God, God is still protecting us. God still will continue to protect us in the most difficult periods of life. God is there with us as long as we are with him. In verse 16, what God would do? And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. There's a way now God make a way that the earth, the natural things, God will use to protect us and to help us. In verse 17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman. When devil, he see that his tactics cannot work, he'll become more angry and wroth, and went to make war with the remnant of this her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, whom he will persecute? He persecuted the woman, the church, the godly parents, the godly workers, not work. Where he will go? He will go to their children, to their offspring. He will come to our disciples, to our children. And that's why we need to trust God, and we need to train our disciples, as we are training you here, to be away from worldly things. Go toward God. Draw near to Him, away into the wilderness, where you'll be nourished, you'll be protected. You'll be refilled with the Holy Ghost. And how devil will recognize those followers? What he described them, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. We need to train our children, train our disciples, how to fight the good fight, how to live for God. And we commit them to the hands of God through prayer and fasting, trusting Him, He will protect them. God's willing, the coming weeks we will continue our series that God give us to understand His word and His will. Let's all stand. Thank you, God. You are above all power. You are above all things. Whatever devil will fight, we know, Lord, we are victorious in you. Thank you, Lord, we overcome based on your word. They overcame him. We overcame devil by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Jesus, and by the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives unto death. Thank you, God. Remind us, Lord, to deny ourselves, to be willing to lose whatever things so that we will gain them. We thank you, God. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. We bless you, God, for your water tonight, for the battle that you had won for us, and we are now able to overcome by your blood, Lord Jesus. But the life of our testimony, but the testimony of our life based on your word, and our willingness to surrender our lives and hearts and the future, all in your hand, because you promise the one who lose his life for my sake will find it. We thank you, God, and we bless you. Take this message, make us separate, and bring the fruit that you desire, that will bring you glory and honor. God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us, O God, and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.